Petersburg Mayor Al Dwyer told the Wrangell City Council about Petersburg's hope to develop Ruth Lake with Wrangell.
We're looking forward to putting in a permit in January or February, along with Wrangell, hopefully, to develop Ruth Lake, and then sometime in the future, tunnel from there up to Swan Lake and develop the whole thing. But that's in the future.
Dwyer said he thinks Wrangell signing the confidentiality and non-circumvention agreement with private company Cascade Creek LLC may interfere with their combined effort to develop Ruth Lake. Dwyer pointed out that the two neighboring communities have worked as partners for years, particularly when it comes to energy, and he's worried about having private money involved with the development of Thomas Bay. City Manager of Petersburg Richard Underkoffler said he also believes the development of Ruth Lake by the Thomas Bay Power Authority may compete with Cascade Creek's plans. He pointed out why starting out with just the development of Ruth Lake made more sense.
We think Ruth Lake is a smarter option for us because it's smaller, it costs less dollars, it's about 20 megawatts, the same size as the Tyee project. It'd be more affordable for us to do. It would take care of Alaska first, the needs that we may have here in Southeast, rather than exporting power for profit at the expense of perhaps our ratepayers.
Underkoffler urged the Wrangell City Council not to sign the confidentiality agreement with Cascade Creek as it's currently proposed. He insinuated to the council why Cascade Creek may have approached Wrangell.
You know, there's a thing that authorizes a municipal preference for development of hydro sites. And I can understand why Cascade Creek would like to get in bed with you on this deal to say that they have a municipal partner. Perhaps that was the motivation why Whatcom County, Washington was involved earlier. So I understand what they're doing, but we'd like you to stick with us.
Duff Mitchell, Business Development Director of Cascade Creek, was also present at the meeting. He clarified that the agreement discusses non-competition specific to the Thomas Bay Energy Development projects and in no way, shape, or form alludes to other projects. He also clarified that Cascade Creek is looking out for Alaska first.
Our motto, our vision is Alaskans first. Renewable energy is forever. Thomas Bay power energy development that we're putting forward is a total of about 100 megawatts. We've offered to sell energy to Cake, Angoon, and Hoonah at the same rate that the Four Dam Pool sells it currently to Ketchikan, Petersburg, and Wrangell.
Mitchell also said Cascade Creek does plan on sending a portion of the available energy out of state.
I just want to point out that 75% of it may go to servicing other markets. But we also believe in the Alaskan first, and I just want to make sure that we're represented properly with what we've stated for the record.
Another issue Dwyer had concerned Wrangell's perception of the Four Dam Pool not looking out for Wrangell and Petersburg. He said he thinks the interests of both communities are being covered. He emphasized how the divestiture is dependent on a unanimous vote of all member communities.
If one of the entities decides they don't like it or don't want to do it, it's all down the toilet. So Wrangell is never more needed than it is right now.
Supporting Petersburg were three representatives from Cake. Delbert Kadaik is a city administrator for Cake. He said he hopes there's cooperation between the communities for Cake's sake.
I'm hoping that you guys have enough energy left for Cake there because we really need it. Because we're paying like 62 cents a kilowatt in Cake there. We want to make sure that you guys are going to be there to get connected to there. Otherwise, we're going to have an intertie to nowhere, so where are we going to plug in?
Vice Mayor of Wrangell, Paul Southland, said regardless of what happened to the Four Dam Pool divestiture, Cake will certainly have a place to plug into for power. Regarding Cascade Creek, Southland pointed out that the city of Wrangell has been discussing the agreement with the private company since December, whereas the development of Ruth Lake through Thomas Bay Power Authority is a new issue for Wrangell. Nothing, he said, has been decided.
We're looking at all of the options. We haven't reached any decisions on any of them. For the benefit of those of you from Petersburg, the question has been addressed to our city attorney. Now signing the non-disclosure agreement would affect the ability of Petersburg and Thomas Bay Power Authority to proceed with different type plans.
After the discussion, Dwyer said he didn't feel as panicked. He was reasonably sure and hopeful that the city of Wrangell will not be signing the agreement with Cascade Creek.
I don't think that Wrangell will sign the agreement with Cascade. I do think Thomas Bay Power Authority with Petersburg and Wrangell will develop Ruth Lake. I feel a lot better now.
Wrangell Councilmember Don McConaughey did not explicitly indicate what direction Wrangell might be taking.
I think we have already looked at talking to Cascade Creek. There is a couple of concerns that I have that are in that agreement that I would like to see discussed with Cascade Creek, and if some of those concerns can be answered or certain things removed from that agreement, I still think information from any source is something that we need to know.
Whether or not Wrangell will sign the confidentiality and non-circumvention agreement with Cascade Creek will likely be discussed during Wrangell's next city council meeting on May 27th. This is Lisa Fu, reporting in Wrangell.